This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Shack and Trip Rodgers.
Cruising into week number four, it is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Shack, Trip Rodgers, great to be with you on this Sunday. Got some games to talk about today. It's the second straight road game for the Philadelphia Eagles. They travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers at 1, while the New York Jets host a quarterback who was flying mile high last week. That would be Bo Nix for Denver. Broncos Jets also at 1. But we start with the game that kicked off on Thursday Night Football, week number 4, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, and it was Dallas over the Giants 20-15 in a game where going into the game, you know, you had to feel like Dallas needed this one more than the Giants. A lot more expectations are on the Dallas Cowboys this year. I don't want to say there are not expectations for the Giants, because there are, because they have Daniel Jones. You got the big Dak Prescott contract. You've got Mike McCarthy's future being uncertain. And in a game where they drop to 1-3, it would not be good for the Cowboys. Totally different story in this one. Cowboys win it. Dak Prescott, 22 of 27, 221 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Giants. Daniel Jones, efficient, 29 of 40, 281 yards, no touchdowns, 1 pick at the end of the game. They kick 5 field goals. That's the difference in this game, where Dallas scores 2 touchdowns. Trip, your thoughts?
That was the thing that really kind of stuck out to me. You can't sit there and put this loss on Daniel Jones. You're a Giant fan. You cannot say Daniel Jones let you down in this game. He played very well. The problem was the Giants just could not score a touchdown. They were getting the field goals. One of these could have easily made their record 2-2 because they get a couple extra points, being able to kick a field goal to win the game. I'm just saying, the thing that's so disappointing is Dallas came in with a worst run defense and the Giants could not do anything on the ground. I thought the statistic that they showed at the end, that Dallas was just absolutely getting ripped up. They only allowed the Giants 1.1 yards per rushing attempt. And the other thing about this game, if you look at time of possession, that was the other thing that really stood out to me. The Giants held on the ball for a long time. Listen, that's the way you beat a team that's very fast and very good. Again, as a Giants fan, you're looking at the same old thing, and it doesn't get any better. I mean, yeah, you get a mini break right now, but they got to play Seattle.
Yeah.
They got to go to Seattle. They still got 2 games against the Eagles. Got to play Dallas in Dallas again. The only break in the schedule is we go to Germany and take on the Panthers. But then Andy Dalton may have this team going. Then Giants go in that game and he'll be the underdog.
13 straight wins for Dallas against New York. There's a interesting stat as well. The Giants now are the lone team in the division below 500 as week number 4 opened up. Even if Philly and Washington lose today, they're still not below 500. So can we say that the NFC East, though, is a very wide-open division? I mean, let's take a look at the last decade here. Most of the decade, it was pretty predictable. You had the Eagles and the Cowboys on top of the division, where the Commanders and Giants were sitting at the bottom. There was one exception, that one year that the Giants, you know, made it into the playoffs. That was a couple of years ago. Outside of that, no, it has been the Cowboys and the Eagles. So it's pretty wide open. And Jaden Daniels, we got to talk about his performance just real quick in Washington. Great performance on Monday night. They scored a lot of points, and this could scare opposing teams in the division. I think Washington's somebody to look out for. Now, their defense isn't playing very good right now, but their offense is. We could have an interesting NFC East this year. It's early. Let's just say it could be interesting.
No, I agree with you on that, because I don't think Washington is as bad as people thought they'd be. The other side of it is that if you look at the season as 4 quarters, first 4 games, that shows you what you got. And to the first 4 games, if you're a Giant fan, you got to feel okay. You're only a game out, really. You've just not had the offensive performance that you need to excel. The Saquon thing could be part of it, but I want to flip it around and go, Washington's not going to be a pushover. They're only going to get better under Dan Quinn. Philadelphia, really want to talk about the Eagles a little bit, because I think Sirianni's in the hot seat. They're getting by on the skin of their teeth, and they're getting very lucky 2 weeks ago on Monday night, and then last week against New Orleans. Injuries have hurt Philadelphia too. And then the Dallas Cowboys, they got some injuries on Thursday night. Now they have the long layoff. And, you know, speaking of injuries, the Giants' biggest offensive weapon, Malik Nabers, a concussion in the game. And so he's got to go through concussion protocol. Again, the good news is the fact the Giants will have that extra couple of days off and have that break. Your thoughts on the Eagles, do you agree with me that I think Nick Sirianni, I think there are some questions about him because he's made some really funny decisions over the first three games.
Yeah, there are some questions, and I feel like the Eagles are sort of that mystery team in the NFC. Through the first three games, all three went down to the wire, and legitimately, they could be sitting at 0-3 instead of 2-1. They could have easily lost those other two games. They're a mystery team right now. We can't really figure them out. Again, injuries are a part of it, and Jalen Hurts's turnovers, which are spilling over from last year, they're carrying over into this year. So that's the big thing with the Eagles.
Again, let's go injuries because no A.J. Brown.
No.
Devonta Smith was injured last week. Jahan Dotson, you keep waiting for him to show up. Saquon Barkley has been very good. We've talked about it a couple of times. You cannot overemphasize the loss of Jason Kelce as your center. I think he meant so much to that team, and I think that could be part of the issue here too, because in addition to being the anchor on the offensive line and the anchor on the offense, he was a guy that held that team together, and I think they missed that leadership. He was very special, and I think Philadelphia realizes that when they look and he's not there. You know, listen, the head coach is the guy, and I still think Sirianni not doing the job.
But the Fantasy Sultans are. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. Let's go to the New York Jets, and we talked about them a lot last week, so we're not going to spend too much time on them.
Yeah.
But they do face Denver this week. And, well, you know, they suddenly look better in week two. Chalk it up in week three that they played a lot better because they played the New England Patriots. Before that, they barely beat Tennessee. I think one of the biggest storylines is the Jets are looking to get three consecutive wins here, and it would be against Denver this week. The big question is to blitz or not to blitz for the Jets defense. Their specialty with Saleh coming in as Jets coach, creating pressure with the four-man rush. But the personnel that they have right now, I don't really feel like they're capable of getting the job done. But they definitely got a blitz this week because last week, Tampa Bay let Bo Nix sit back in the pocket and be very comfortable, and he carved them up. The Jets can't do that this week.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of interesting because Eagles and Tampa Bay this week, the Buccaneers' defense is awful. And here are the Jets. Listen, the Jets have to take advantage of their schedule. Got to keep winning. They've got four winnable games of their first five. They need to keep this ball rolling. If they do not, and remember, next week they go overseas for a game in London. Bo Nix had a great game last week. I think he's still a work in progress. The Jet defense is better. I think the offense is better under Aaron Rodgers. Well, we'll do the picks in a little bit and give you our opinion, but I think the Jets are the better team.
Talk about the biggest 3-0 surprise teams. Who's yours, Tripp?
Well, obviously, it's got to be the Pittsburgh Steelers because they have all the turmoil. They have the quarterback issue. You had Justin Fields. You did not think this team was going to be good. I think that's the biggest surprise here. I mean, I'm not surprised Kansas City's 3-0. I'm surprised the Vikings are 3-0. I mean, that's a surprise. And then Seattle, too, not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say Seattle led by Mike McDonald. He's really getting it done. They're looking good on both sides of the ball. Geno Smith is back to playing solid. 787 yards, three touchdowns. But I think the litmus test comes this week when they face the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football. That's when we can really gauge whether or not the Seahawks are really a good team or not.
But again, remember, Geno Smith, good quarterback. They had a decent offense. Letting Pete Carroll go was one of these moves that was made because they thought his time was up. He was old. I'm not trying to ageisms here, but I think Seattle needed a change, and Mike McDonald comes in, and I think he's a breath of fresh air, and he's revitalized the franchise, and I think he's got them going in the right direction. But I still say Pittsburgh's more of a surprise because of their quarterback issues. I really think that, and I think it's now Justin Fields' team to run, but, you know, there are a lot of questions about Tomlin. How much longer is he going to coach? I mean, he's been there for a while. We're early in the season. We got to figure this out. Of the 3-0 teams, yeah, I think Pittsburgh's the surprise.
Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey. Fox Sports Radio, Jersey Shore has your chance to win another $1,000. It's coming up tomorrow with Strike It Rich. Listen at 8, 10, noon, 3, and 5 for the $1,000 keyword. You can get in the running to win $1,000 courtesy of Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey. We'll be back.
As Goff hits St. Brown, who flips it to Jahmyr Gibbs. And Gibbs is in the end zone for a touchdown.
Oh, he gave Nix an option, and he's going to take it right to the corner for the touchdown.
Caught. Austin cuts ahead. He's across for the touchdown. Dalton taking a shot to the end zone. It is caught. Adam Thielen.
Give it to Derrick Henry, who muscles in for the touchdown.
He's going deep and he's got him. DK Metcalf. Deck six.
Do it with me. Do it with me.
Saquon Barkley's the guy. He's going to take it. Touchdown from 65.
Stafford.
Across for Williams. Oh! Somersaults in to the end zone.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans discuss Week 3's breakout performers and tell you which players to import and export on your squad. Plus, can the Eagles and Jets continue their winning streak? All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. We're easy, like Sunday afternoon.
I just got him a study, boy.
It's Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
At the foot of Greg Joseph, and it is good. A little bit of a screen here. That'll take some scores.
Oh, what a night. Yeah. Oh, what a night.
Jones back to throw. Wide open his neighbors. Joseph. Field goal attempt, and that is good. He gets free on the inside. C.D. Lamb. Touchdown.
Who's gonna stop you now? Oh, what a night. Yeah. Sing it.
Field goal is good. Good. And it's good. Jones launching it. Deep downfield. And it's taken away.
Oh, what a night.
We welcome you back to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. And now we get to our favorite part of the program, and that would be the fantasy segment. Of course, we're known as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, so why not? Let's talk some fantasy. And how about those Week 3 performances by the quarterbacks? Andy Dalton, Sam Darnold, and Malik Willis, they all shined in their performances. Meanwhile, on the wide receiver end, Juwan Jennings in San Francisco, he came up big. While we're still waiting for Bijan Robinson in Atlanta to put up the numbers that he was expected to. You know, Trip, this has been a wild start to the fantasy season. Now more than ever, I think it's all about luck.
Oh, definitely it's all about luck. You speak about luck, you are the Hall of Famer. You're 3-0 in two leagues and 0-3 in the other league. I'm going to keep emphasizing that, you know, 3-0, 2, 0-3. But if your overall record is 6-3, that's a pretty good percentage. I like that. You win 2 out of 3 games. That's great. But it's kind of like being a broadcaster. I've heard this said to me, you've got to have some talent and you've got to have some luck. Now, some people are very talented, but some people are very lucky. The ones who stay are the ones who have a little bit of both. And I think it's the same thing with fantasy football. You've got to have some skill, but you got to have some luck. That lucky season in the regular season may not pay off in the end. You do not want to be the guy who has that undefeated regular season and goes down in flames in the first round of the playoff because the guys who got you there are all injured. That's part of this luck factor. And we have seen it time and time again over the course of these first 3 weeks. That's something really to think about as we move forward, as we move into our import-export.
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
Let's start it off with running back Cam Akers in Houston. Last week against Minnesota, how about Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce? Well, they didn't play a single snap due to injuries, but Akers could find himself this week in a more predominant role. 9 for 11 in backfield attempts and 8 yard receiving touchdown on his only one target. A home game against Jacksonville should set Akers up for a far better performance than he did last week in that blowout loss. Of course, in that situation, when you are being blown out, you are not running the ball. He will see a better situation this week against Jacksonville. Another must start. How about DJ Moore in Chicago? Now, the Bears are having trouble running the ball. Their offensive line is atrocious, and that's forcing Caleb Williams to keep throwing in games. And you know what? He's throwing a lot, but he's also turning the ball over. He threw the ball 52 times, and for DJ Moore, I think that's good news on his side because there's more options. No touchdowns just yet, but he did have a 15-point fantasy performance last week, and at some point, I think he's got to get it going. All right, let's go to the flip side of that and the exports. And I have one export for you. How about Ezekiel Elliott, running back in Dallas? Now, the 29-year-old isn't the same running back that he was when the Cowboys drafted him 8 years ago. The Cowboys were hoping for a little bit of a resurgence when he returned to Dallas. Well, you know what? The big D stands for disappointment because that's what he's been so far. Rico Suave. He's getting more touches. That was kind of expected because he is the leading back, but I think they thought that Elliott was going to have a better performance, and so far, not the case. Send him to waivers. I was going to say send him to your bench, but you know what? Send him to waivers at this point.
And we were off of that bandwagon right off the bat. I did not like that from the get-go. I don't see any reason to keep him. I mean, he's shown absolutely nothing. All right, I want to flip around on the export side, and I'll start with exports. Rashad White in Tampa Bay basically played himself out of the lineup. Now, he's still going to be there because it's kind of running back by committee. But this week, if you were listening to what Todd Bowles said, he said Bucky Irving's going to earn more touches. He's going to play more. And I think you then turn around and import Bucky Irving if he's available in your league. He's a guy who's going to pay dividends, maybe not right off the bat, but he's somebody who's available. I would grab him. Also, you were talking about Chicago. You were talking about DJ Moore. I'm going to throw another name out there. Roshan Johnson, running back. That Chicago offense, the ground game has not worked. But this is a guy who's gotten a lot of touches and getting a lot of plays. And the guy who's not getting them is Swift. Signed him to that big contract. But yet, he's not playing. And last but not least, Tutu Atwell from the Rams. Now, last week, the Rams' wide receiving core is decimated. I mean, let's be realistic. Cooper Kupp's out at least for another couple of weeks. Puka Nacua will not come back till week 6 at least. Here's a guy who everybody forgot about, but last, he had a great week. And I think he and Matt Stafford hooked up, and that big comeback last week against the 49ers, Tutu Atwell was the leading receiver. I think he's a guy you do want to grab. And those are my import exports for week number 4.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Twofers.
Two players to watch in our Sunday Twofers. It is wide receiver Johnny Wilson for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles offense was driven by Jalen Hurts last week, who completed 29 of 38 for 311 and no touchdowns, but he did throw an interception. Devontae Smith saw 26% of the targets, made 7 catches. Jahan Dotson saw 3 targets, caught 2 for 8 yards. The Hotson is definitely a player that we thought was going to be stepping up on that Eagles offense. Really hasn't. You know, I said at the beginning of the season, do the Eagles really have that third wide receiver? And you said, yeah, it is, Jahan Dotson. And that may be the case, but so far it is not the case in the performance category. Johnny Wilson, he is an intriguing option this week. He did start week 3 with Dotson and Smith. He caught his first reception, too. The Eagles are going to play Tampa Bay this week, followed by a bye week. So worth a look would definitely be Wilson. All right, next wide receiver, Demario Douglas in New England. Now, again, another player in our draft special. Pick him up late in your drafts. I thought he was going to emerge as the Patriots' number one wide receiver. But he's trending upward against the Jets, 7 receptions for 69 yards. New England's struggling, and at some point, I think Drake May is going to take over that offense. If and when he does take over, the receiving numbers should improve more for Douglas.
Well, I think the other part of the problem with New England is Jacoby Brissett has not played well. But that, again, there's a reason why New England was drafting number 3 in the draft last year. They have a lot of areas that they need to improve on. Gerard Mayo's got some pretty big shoes to fill. I think one of the things that brought Bill Belichick down was the Mac Jones move. I think that was bad. And listen, last Monday night, we saw Mac Jones come in for Trevor Lawrence, who's the blonde Daniel Jones. To get that line in there. He didn't do anything. I agree with you on that New England call, because I think Drake May is going to be playing there. I think it's going to be later rather than sooner, because I think they agree you've got to let that rookie quarterback sit. You see, the only one who has shown anything, well, I shouldn't say that, the only one, Jaden Daniels has certainly performed really well, but I think you knew that coming in. And Bo Nix had a coming out game last week, so he was pretty good. All right, two I'm going to watch, and I'm going to throw, first off, the Titans defense against Miami. Miami, they've got issues on offense. Tyreek Hill, his performance was woeful. Now, they're going against a Titans team that's not that good, but this defense, I think, is going against Miami. And who's playing quarterback for Miami? That's the big question. So I think the Titans D is one I'm going to watch this week. That could be a defense that could be sneaky. And a quick fantasy note, if they're available, kind of grab them if you need a streaming defense this week. And it's not too late, because most leagues don't close their waivers until 1 o'clock, just about game time. So I'm just going to throw that in there. And the second person I'm going to watch this week, the blonde Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence. I think Monday night was a huge problem with them. And Trevor Lawrence looked terrible. Now, part of it could be they were playing against a Buffalo team at home that was motivated. I get it. Trevor Lawrence just does not look good. And there's a lot of eyeballs on him. I want to watch him. But it's funny, because I've seen him in a couple of leagues go on the waiver wire. I find that fascinating, because they gave him a big contract extension. Guy who was drafted, I want to say, anywhere from the 5th to the 8th round. And the fact that he's going on waivers already does not bode well. This is a huge game for Jacksonville today, because they're 0-3. This could spiral out of control for Jacksonville. They're going to have the 2-week road trip over to London, and you don't want to go on that trip an offer.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, Mike Scheck, Chip Rogers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and Fox Sports Radio NewJersey.com. Hey, I think it's time for the pick segment. And is it right? We're going with Denver at the Jets, first game.
That's right. Denver with the Jets are the first game. Our lines courtesy of FoxSports.com. The line is 7.5. The New York Jets are favored. I'm going to take Denver. Only reason I say this, I think the Jets should win this game. But why do I get the feeling they're going to come in this game overconfident? I get it, but I don't know. So I'll take Denver in this one.
And I say consecutive road games with the Broncos paired with playing a tougher defense spells doom for Bo Nix. The Jets are going to cover, in my opinion.
All right, next game up, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. The Eagles are favored by 2.5 in this one. I almost want to say that this is a must win for Tampa Bay. I'm not pushing the panic button, but the Eagles have not looked good. And the injuries, I think, are really affecting them. I like Tampa Bay. They've got a decent defense, although they had some defensive woes last week. I think they do win outright against the Eagles.
I think Tampa Bay has more than defensive issues. They have offensive line issues as well. I'm going with the Eagles to outright win the game. They don't cover the spread. I think it's a field goal or less.
Heading to Sunday night, it's Buffalo and Baltimore. Baltimore is a 2.5-point choice. It is in Baltimore. Let's face it, this is a huge game for Baltimore. I think Buffalo's playing on a short week. I like the Ravens giving the 2.5.
They run the ball with Derrick Henry for Baltimore, and that keeps Josh Allen off the field in the fourth quarter when they need him the most. I'm going to go for Baltimore.
Monday night, we have two games, and again, our lines are courtesy of FoxSports.com. First of all, the early game on ESPN will be Tennessee and Miami. We talked a little bit about this in this segment. This is a big game for Miami. This is a big game for Tennessee, too. I think Tyler Huntley is going to end up starting this game. And I think he will be able to do just enough for Miami to win this game and beat Tennessee. Tennessee favored by a point and a half. I'll take the dog in this one.
Both teams have some major issues. Will Levis, may your game day be delicious. Well, it's more like he's putting on some cheap brand of mayo and not using the Hellmann's. I'm going to go for Miami here, too. Tennessee just not playing well at all.
Late game, Seattle and Detroit. And this is going to be a very entertaining game. Detroit, of course, is a 3.5-point choice at home. Seattle has played really well. And I think of the teams that are 3-0, I shouldn't say that. Pittsburgh gets the least respect. Okay. They're a step above. Geno Smith doing the job. You got to love what Mike McDonald is doing in Seattle. They revitalized the franchise. The 12th man is pumped up on this. They go into Detroit. I think Detroit has got some injuries. I think Sam Laporta's injury, that's going to hurt them. Detroit, though, has an early bye next week. So this could be a point where Detroit kind of lets it all hang out and heads into the bye and wants to head in on a positive note. They're a 3.5-point favorite. I'll take Seattle on the road in this one.
Detroit, they're really not playing that well. I think their offense is going to be the deciding factor, but they'll do enough to win by a touchdown. So I'll go Detroit. And while you're talking about fantasy and bye weeks, hey, the bye weeks are approaching next week. Week number 5. We always tell you on the Fantasy Sultans, plan a week ahead. Well, now is the time to start planning and doing that. Week 5 quarterbacks, you'll have Jalen Hurts. You'll have Jared Goff on a bye. So if you need a quarterback, maybe Bo Nix is the guy you want to pick up. And on the flip side with tight end, Sam Laporta, what about Cole Kmet in Chicago? He is definitely a player too, with Chicago not running the ball as much, I should say, and Caleb Williams being forced to throw the ball.
Mike, I think you hit a good point. And we were talking about that in our picks. The Eagles really got to let it all hang out. They've got a bye coming up next week, and I think that's important for them. And you want to go into the bye on a positive note. The Eagles have not set the world on fire this year. Detroit has not set the world on fire this year. Again, Laporte is injured. This is important, but again, as a fantasy player, you got to think ahead. There was somebody, let's see, can't remember who drafted both Detroit running backs, and they're starting on his team. Oh, yeah, Cup of Moss. I do believe that's me. I got to replace both my starting running backs, but I am also the guy who had David Montgomery on the bench last week. So that was a mistake, but I won my game anyway because I was playing my daughter, Stephanie, who she's 0-3. Need I say more?
Speaking of cup, your cup is always half full, right?
Hey, you're the Hall of Famer. You're 3-0 in 2 leagues.
In 2 leagues, and we'll leave it like that.
We don't have enough fun on this, Kachel.
Wild start to the season. Injuries, upsets all over the place from a fantasy perspective. It's leaving everybody guessing. My opinion, though, go with your gut. Ride with the players who are leading your way. We're here for you each and every week. We give you the information you need. We get you ready. We are here Sundays at noon. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans. And tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.